Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Alior Bank conference call. I will now hand over to Mr. Filip Krajewski, CFO. Sir, please go ahead.
Welcome, everyone. I guess we can kick off. I suggest we go straight away to the Q&A session. I guess we went through the presentation in the morning, but in general, it's probably most of the slides are self-explanatory, so we'll be happy to maybe flip through various respective sections when there are questions relating to the topics which are covered by a given section. But probably in the interest of time, let's move on straight away to the Q&A session.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now start our question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have our first question. Our first question comes from Anna Marshall, JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. So a couple of questions for me, please. Firstly, on margin, it declined by 10 basis points quarter and quarter. What quarterly dynamics do you expect going forward, and how confident are you in the full year target of 4.6? And the second question on fees, please. What was the driver of the significant fee expense increase in Q1 year on year, and what are your full year expectations for the net fee and commission line at this point? Thank you.
Okay, so maybe let me start with the second question because the answer will be quite short. So the main driver was actually relating to card charges. So basically a similar amount increased the revenue and the cost and the net fee and the fee and commission cost. So on a net basis, the impact was neutral. In terms of the following quarters, we don't expect actually a strong growth on this line item, but it would probably be reasonable to expect a moderate or slight growth to occur in Q2, Q3, and Q4. But as in the last few quarters, the line is pretty much flat, and that's related to a number of factors. One of the main ones being, the change in the structure in our client structure, which results in moving slightly, the revenue slightly towards interest income rather than fee and commission income. So in terms of the net interest margin, so what we tried to do in the presentation, so I suggest we go for the slides that we prepared, and I try to elaborate a bit more. So what happened is the continuation of trends we already observed in Q4. So we continued our very successful deposit campaign aimed at the primary aim of which is attracting new clients for our current accounts, new clients from strategically important behavioral segments, so clients which fit the behavioral profile that is fully in line with that represents, the segments, the client segments which we view as our key strategic client segments, in the strategy time horizon. At the same time, we also, a side effect, or the second aim of the deposit campaign was to increase liquidity. And this has worked very well, like in Q4, now we continued in Q1. We don't expect to increase liquidity further, so we will continue our deposit campaign in retail because this is our strategic, one of the pillars of our strategy. But at the same time, if we continue to be successful in obtaining new deposits as fast as we were in the last two quarters, We will probably, you know, let try to, or not try to, just simply lower the amount, or keep stable the amount of deposits, the deposit balance in the business client segment. Yeah. So in terms of liquidity and liquid assets balance, we rather plan to be stable, or maybe even plan to decrease it slightly, depending on. On the quarter, yeah, because if we plan in a given quarter, especially in let's say within the next few weeks, if we aim for quite significant pipeline, then obviously we want to be let's say we want to have a higher liquidity in order to anticipate that. So, but in general, it should not go beyond what we have now, so 130% in terms of our LCR ratio. We might be at a lower level depending on the time of the year. What this has caused, the increase in liquid assets alone, which is neutral from the profitability perspective, because the deposits that we are obtaining, we are investing them in government bonds and other instruments, and from a profitability perspective, that's neutral. But because that increases the denominator in the net interest margin formula, it results in a decrease of the net interest margin. Yeah, but that's nothing negative, but this was the main factor, actually, over the last two quarters, which caused the drop in net interest margin. We estimate the impact to be around 17 bips in the last basically two quarters, so since September, in terms of the drop in net interest margin, so very significant. Yeah? So let's say if we were to stay at a similar level, proportionally the same level of liquid assets as we were in autumn, our net interest margin would be 17 bps, an estimated 17 bps higher. Yeah? The second trend, which is actually then negative from a profitability perspective, is the increase in the cost of financing. So we were able over the last three quarters to basically over the last 7 months to obtain well over 6 billion zloty of retail deposits. So that's a huge amount, even in let's say in terms of the inflow of deposits to the entire banking sector, in the entire banking sector in Poland, that's not an insignificant amount. So that was a huge effort, but you know, it had to cause a slight increase in the cost of financing. So this went from 1.15% to 1.26% in Q1, so over the last two quarters. We don't expect the cost of financing to grow in the short term, to stabilize, and then, you know, sooner or later in the next month to gradually decrease. That's our aim, at least, yeah. To return to a similar level or somewhere in between where we were in Q3 of last year. That's also then dependent on the market situation and how aggressive the competition in the banking sector for in terms of retail deposits will evolve. Our aim, we are assuming that the cost of financing will decrease gradually. So, and this has caused a decrease in the net interest margin of 11 bps, an estimated 11 bps. Yeah, so those two factors are the main factors for the decrease in net interest margin, and they basically explain the entire decrease since autumn. On top of that, which we haven't quantified here because that's a slightly smaller effect, but in terms of that, in terms of, let's say, the difference between what we assumed in our strategy implementation plan, and that has nothing to do here with the retail deposit campaign, but in terms of the strategy implementation plan, we actually assumed a different structure of our portfolio as of today. Because what we did, as you might recall, in autumn, we actually there were a number of positive developments that significantly improved our capital position compared to our previous assumptions, and we decided to to very strongly boost growth still in Q4. So in late November and then in December, we recorded very significant growth volumes, which ended up at 1.8 billion of Polish zloty of gross loan book growth in Q4, which went then significantly beyond the previous guidance we provided. But where we can actually flexibly navigate in terms of volume are obviously not our strategic segments, like the micro segment, where we are already growing as fast as we can, so very fast, but then it's not possible to accelerate growth beyond what we are already, beyond the pace at which we are already growing. Where we can very flexibly steer the growth pace are in particular the large and mid-sized exposures. Yeah? So especially in the large client segment, where we plan to lower the volumes of the loan volumes, we then actually decided that we should accelerate, use our capital, this, let's say, excess capital that we had to boost growth in the large client segment. So if you look, for example, at our loan book by client segment, which is on page 16 of our presentation, so it's very clear that we are fully in line in terms of our strategic target in our key segments, so which is micro, leasing. But then the one difference is actually the large client segment, which since the end of 2016, the share of the large client segment actually increased from 15% to 16%, whereas the strategic target, or let's say in our strategic 2020 structure, this is supposed to be 11%. So that's very visible here, that this is where we accelerated growth. Also in some other segments, which are maybe not strategic segments, but where you can quickly accelerate growth. And in those segments, obviously the margins are significantly lower, because if it were different, it would mean that probably our strategy is wrong, because at any time any incremental growth is achieved at lower margins. At the same time, however, in the large client segment, the cost of risk are lower, significantly lower than Alior Bank's average. So this is also one of the factors that caused that resulted in us reducing the guidance for cost of risk from 1.9 to 1.8, apart from other factors like significant improvement in certain segments in terms of risk quality, in particular the cash loans. But so those were the trends. So from a profitability perspective or from the revenue perspective, this last element impacting NIM, this is actually positive because we simply used additional capital to grow, but this also resulted in a slight drop in net interest margin. And in terms of, because the second part of your question, in terms of the guidance for 2018, so we are sticking to 4.6. We feel quite comfortable with that. Again, it's a bit difficult to predict now because a lot is also dependent on the trends in the banking sector. Right now, we have not observed any significant effects of the competition, but it might be because what we have observed is that our competitors, some of them, have actually significantly improved their deposit offer. So, assuming we will continue as we had been for the last two quarters, we are quite comfortable in achieving the 4.6% target, but I wouldn't go beyond that. Yeah.
Very clear. Thank you.
Our next question comes from Alan Webber, SocGen. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi. Thanks for your time. I mean, could you just talk us through a little bit about how you see the the new sort of trading line and the fair value lines going forward. I mean, I guess one's understanding is previously we had a sort of one trading line, and now it's sort of split up. How should we sort of see these two lines going forward? And is there a change in your policy, whether it's hedging or whatever it is, under the sort of new regime, to give us an idea of how we should think about that? That would be helpful. Then a small point of detail, could you just tell me what happened in the other operating line in Q1, because there seems to have been a decent, slightly higher than normal profit there. That would also be helpful. And then I guess on the cost line, how do you feel? I mean, are you seeing a problem in terms of salary costs and so on? And I mean, I know you should have quite a lot of integration costs falling out this year, but I mean, how do you see that sort of progress as we go through 2018? That would be also helpful. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you for the question. So I'll start maybe with the question which is shorter to answer and finish with the one where the answer is the longest. So in the order number two, number three, and number one. So in terms of other operating income line, that the answer is very simple. That's a result of a litigation which we won. And that's over 14 million zloty in terms of the gross effect. So that's the main driver here of the increase compared to the previous quarters. And this is a one-off. Yeah.
Was that 1-4 or 4-0? Sorry. Was that 1-4?
No, 1-4. 1-4. 1-4.
Yeah.
1-4.
Thank you.
So that's not very significant, but still. Mm-hmm. Then in terms of the cost line, so. What obviously needs to be done, like in case of other banks, is an adjustment for the bank guarantee fund costs in Q1, because that's something that significantly impacts the Q1 results now at all the Polish banks. But so adjusting the cost base for those effects, then our Q1 cost base is a good starting point for projecting the cost base in the following quarter. So what we expect is a gradual now increase in the cost base along with the growth of our business, but that should be significantly visibly slower than the growth in our revenue. Yeah. So this should drive our the improvement of our results further. As in the last few quarters. So, but the cost base, as adjusted for the cost of the bank guarantee fund, it's quite visible, I guess, the already the level which we achieved thanks to realizing the synergy effects from the BPH merger. Yeah? And now, not having any integration costs any longer.
Well, okay, in terms of the finance. Sorry, could I just, presumably from Q2 to Q4, you'll just have sort of in the deposit fund area, you'll just have sort of 16.9 a quarter. Is that how you look out for it now? Because you've paid the resolution fund, so you've just got three quarters of the. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So in terms of it's one element of the bank guarantee fund cost. Yeah, exactly. This is 16 million per quarter, around. One maybe additional point here is, I guess, in the entire banking sector. That's not something very significant in the grand scheme of things, but in the first half of 2018, there are certainly some additional regulatory costs relating to the MiFID II projects that are being implemented and also the general data protection regulation, which is actually it's a pan-European regulation. But I guess at all Polish banks, there are projects underway which cost quite a lot, so in terms of the total of the general administrative expenses, that's not a very significant amount, but still, something that slightly impacts now the Q1 and Q2 cost base. Yeah. So that's, but that applies to other banks probably similarly, because there are projects which are run, which, you know, let's say probably, you know, 15 million Polish zloty or 20 something million zloty for those projects in total. It's you know, probably a good estimate of the cost, the minimum cost that are being incurred, yeah? Because those are very you know, large projects and costing quite a lot. So that's maybe one additional comment. Yeah. Now, in terms of your first question, so the financial instrument. So, you know, as you know, IFRS 9 introduced now three categories of in terms of measuring financial instruments. So one is at amortized cost. The second is through other comprehensive income, and then the third one through at fair value, measured at fair value through profit and loss. So, you know, unfortunately, this means that for a large number of line items, the financial statements are not comparable, and it's quite difficult to understand what has happened. Yeah? I don't have actually any idea of how of a concise answer I could provide you here to explain, because you know we would need to go probably note by note and try to explain what's behind some of the line items. To be honest, I'm not even sure we would be able to do that without doing some checking in some cases, especially after now IFRS 9 implementation, which is still, you know, I guess all the banks are learning, the auditors as well, and the regulator also, and trying to understand what are the dynamics now, and what how the new, let's say, how the new environment actually functions in terms of both, you know, measuring the credit losses and all the changes in classification. So, you know, but if you have any specific questions, would like to understand, you know, just please free to email us, and we will be happy to provide some guidance and, you know, on any specific line items. Yeah?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you, if you have any questions, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you have any further questions, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you have any further questions, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have no further questions. Dear speakers, back to you for the conclusion.
Thank you very much.
This concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.